Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngiyabingelela egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha, igama elingaphezu kwawo wonke amagama. Igama lami nguNthabiseng wakaShabalala. Elinye ilanga sithola iBhayibheli lithi Gideon, wena uyeqhawe elinamandla. Ngivumele namhlanje ukuthi ngikhulume nawe ngokuqina ume isibindi. Sizofunda izwi lethu enqwadini kaJoshua chapter 1 verse 5. Uthi akuyi kuba khona umuntu ongema phambi kwakho zonke izinsuku zokuhamba kwakho. Njengalokho nganginaye uMose, kanjalo ngiyakuba nawe. Angiyikukuyekelela, angiyikukushiya. Angiyikukuyeka, angiyikukushiya. Ngithanda ku-6 mayithi qina ume isibindi. Ngiyabingelela namhlanje egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Ngiyamthanda lo mayehlabelela athi kubo bonke othixo akekho njengawe. Engazathi umbonile ukuthi akekho onjengaye. Engazathi umbonile ukuthi uhambe naye endleleni wangaze wamshiya. Ingakho athi akekho onjengawe. Namhlanje nami ngizosho ukuthi akekho onjengaye. IBhayibheli lithi ukhuluma noJoshua, uthi kuJoshua umthumela ngoMose ukuthi Mose mtshele ukuthi kuyoba wuyo othatha abantwana bama-Israyeli abafikisa ezweni lasesithembisweni, ezweni where there is milk and honey. Kodwa ngidinga ukuthi njengoba azoyihamba le ndlela, engqondweni yakhe nasenhlizweni yakhe, noma ngithi nasemoyeni wakhe, akuhlale ukuthi mina Jehova ngizikumshiya futhi angizikumyekelela. Akusho ukuthi makaya ezweni lasesithembisweni azikho izinto azohlangabezana nazo. Futhi ngoba ukhipha abantwana bami bama-Israyeli ezweni, uyabakhipha, uyabayisa kulelo lizwe. Ngiyabazi ukuthi banjani. Ngikhumbula elinye ilanga sebewomile bathi kube usiyekile, sahlala thina kaFaro. Ngiyabakhumbula elinye ilanga sebedla imana everyday bathi lento yimbi lesidla everyday, kube usiyekile kaFaro. Ngiyakhumbula elinye ilanga bazenzela i-idol bathi elinye ilanga bakhuluma naye, kodwa uNkulunkulu ngobe bathanda wabaxolela futhi waphinde wathi ngizonibonisa izwe lesithembiso niyongena kuso. Ngiyakhumbula elinye ilanga bekhononda endleleni ngenxa yobude bendlela, banganelisekanga, bangamthemba uJehova, bacabanga ukuthi bangathola usizo lwabo mhlawumbe kwenye indlela. UJehova uyahamba uyokhuluma noJoshua, uthi hamba umtshela Mose ukuthi akaqine ame isibindi. Kwesinye isikhathi endleleni owuyihambayo uyadinga ukuthi qina ume isibindi. Akukho lula mntasekhaya, kodwa uJehova uthi qina ume isibindi. Angazi ukuthi yini le ekumele uyenze. Mhlawumbe uma uyibhekile ubona kahle ukuthi yo angeke ngize ngikhone, kodwa uJehova namhlanje ukhuluma nathi uthi mina angeke ngize nginishiye futhi angeke ngize nginiyekelele. Elinye ilanga u-Elijah umprofethi seke bhekane nempi ukhuluma lamazwi uthi vala lo ngihamba, uthi vala labamehlo, uvule lo ngihamba naye amehlo ukuze abone ukuthi iarmy esihaqile ingakanani, ngoba iBhayibheli lithi sinefu elofakaze lisihaqileyo elithi iBhayibheli angeke azavumele nonyawo lwethu lushelele. Ngilithi iBhayibheli uthe elinye ilanga uDavide, ngangimnqani manje sengimdala, angikaze ngimbone okaJehova enqotshiwe nabantwana bakhe bephanza kudla. Musho kahle uJehova uDavide elinye ilanga mhlawumbe bekabhekane nokuswela, uthi uDavide uJehova ungumelusi wami angiyikwesaba lutho. lutho khuluma noJoshua uthi ungasabi qina ume isibindi angazi ukuthi yini le obhekane naye kodwa qina ume isibindi mhlawumbe sowufuna ukulahlela ithawula mhlawumbe sowuthi wena impilo yakho kuye la iya khona kodwa namhlanje ngizothi themba lethu likuye ongumqalisi nomphelelisi wokholwa kwethu hayo thembisile uthembakele uthembakele uthembisile angeke azakushiye futhi angeke azakuyekelele namhlanje ngiza ngamazwi nje wokuthi wena qina ume isibindi ungahambi uwedwa uthi uMose elinyilanga maye khuluma uthi baba angiyukhamba wena mawungahambi nathi ingazathi kule ndlela masihamba singasho ukuthi asize ukuhamba wena uma ungahambi nathi sorry ngicela ukuhamba nawe kule ndlela engazathi ungaqina uma isibindi uhambe naye ubheke kuye njengomqalisi nomphelelisi mhlawumbe ubheke kakhulu ebantwini mhlawumbe uye wathemba izinto kakhulu kodwa uJehova namhlanje uthi mtshele ukuthi ey'nsukwini zakhe zokuphila zonke iy'nsuku zakhe zokuphila kukho kuyomelana naye qina ume isibindi uthi mayekhuluma kahle uthi angeke ngize ngikushiye futhi angeke ngize ngikuyekelele ngizothi kuwe be strong and courageous uNkulunkulu uzokunika amandla uthi when you are weak say you are strong lithi iBhayibheli the joy of the Lord is my strength lithi iBhayibheli yena angeke azangishiye uthi angeke azayekelele nonyawo lwakho lushelele uthi asikho isikhali esibekelwe wena esiyokuphumelela mhlawumbe zikhona ziloliwe kodwa untsimbi odle ezinye iy'nsimbi uthi asikho isikhali esibekelwe wena esiyokuphumelela namhlanje usaqalila ngalakho ngizothi qina ume isibindi uNkulunkulu akubusisa kwenze kahle wena nomndeni wakho Amen.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.